7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. It's mentioned many times and in many different programs that Islam, and I'm sure many of us have also heard this from a very young age, that Islam is a way of life. And this way of life is not just meant to be something that, you know, influences the private life of a Muslim. It is a way of life that, yes, it does influence the private life of a Muslim, but it is also something that therefore needs to show itself in the public life of Muslims in an Islamic society, which then becomes an Islamic civilization. So the Islamic way of life is the true, and it is a main part of this Islamic civilization. Islamic civilization is where it can, you know, truly in the public sector or in the public eye, in the public domain, in the societal domain, manifest itself. And because why? Because this way of life is that which comprises the backdrop and forms the backbone of our very life. Therefore, we see that this true and main part of this Islamic civilization, which includes things like modes and styles of family. How do you, you know, establish a family? Obviously, before that comes marriage, how you build your houses, what clothes you wear, what food you consume, what things you buy, technology, entertainment, and so on and so forth, which you can do, which you cannot do, how you should go about doing it, and so on and so forth. So all of these things, all of these aspects form our way of life. And these things, therefore, compile the civilization that we want to kind of push forward, which is an Islamic civilization. So inshallah, in the next segment of this particular episode, we'll be introducing a book that tries to deal with this issue in a very different manner. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Hadith of Life, Commentaries on Selected Hadiths of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The book was then compiled by Hussein Arad Mard and Hamid Mahjur. It was then translated by Brother Zaid or Sheikh Zaid as Salami. The book was published by A'immatul Huda Publication in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So this particular book deals with three aspects of human life, that is individual life, social life, and spiritual life. And it is a collection of a hadith that were mentioned by Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the current leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, dealing, you know, with these particular issues. And these particular explanations and commentaries and explanations of these traditions that obviously were from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam were given at the beginning of his advanced classes on jurisprudence, which is known as Bathul Kharij. And as we mentioned, it is compiled of three chapters, which is obviously individual life, social life, and spiritual life. And within them, there are five sections. For example, individual life is divided into virtues and vices. Social life is therefore divided into society, government, and family. So these are the particular aspects or the particular chapters that comprise this particular book. The book comprises of nearly 110 traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, obviously then followed by the short explanation of these traditions that were mentioned by Sayyid Ali Khamenei in the beginning of his advanced classes on Islamic jurisprudence, which were delivered in the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is Tehran. So inshallah, we hope to mention maybe one or two of these traditions in reading the commentaries of Sayyid Ali Khamenei, hafadhahullah, may Allah protect him and prolong his life, in our next segment inshallah, for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled Hadith of Life. It is a book that comprises of the commentaries on selected hadiths of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that were obviously expounded and, you know, explained by Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, hafadhahullah. The book was compiled by Hussein Radmar and Hamid Mahjur and translated by Sheikh Zayd al-Salami and was published in Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So we'll be reading from topic 69. What does taqwa mean? So the book starts with us that it mentions the hadith, the Arabic version of it, the translation of the hadith, and then the commentary of it by Sayyid Ali Khamenei follows. So this hadith obviously has the Arabic, which for, you know, lack of time, we will not mention the Arabic and go straight to the English. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, "It was through piety that Noah and those with him in the ark were saved, and Salih and those with him were saved from the thunderbolt. It is through piety that the patient ones attained victory." This hadith was mentioned under the topic, what does taqwa mean? This is the continuation of a letter from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This is the continuation of a letter Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had written to Sa'ad al-Khair, that is Sa'ad ibn Abdul Malik al-Amawi, saying that it was because of piety, taqwa, the Prophet Noah alayhi salam and his companions in the ark were saved. Prophet Salih alayhi salam and those who believed in him were also saved from the thunderous lightning because of piety. Piety means one awaits the commands and prohibitions of Almighty God and is weary of never violating them. This is what taqwa means. Suppose that when Prophet Nuh alayhi salam or Prophet Noah alayhi salam received divine revelation to build an ark on land where there was neither a house nor any water, how would he have acted if he was to be following his reason, that is his intellect? He followed his piety. He insisted on following God's command. Piety can help one pass through perishing crossings and overcoming dangerous paths, where without piety it would be impossible. Salvation and safety could not be possible without piety. Therefore, we must act according to what Almighty God has commanded. Those who were patient and tolerated all the difficulties imposed on them, and with all the enmity directed at them, they overcame it and won through piety, successfully reaching their required results. Piety is when you take care of the straight path that God has allocated for you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to act upon the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam after understanding them properly and inculcating them in our daily lives, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio. Thank you.
الرحيم.